Come in, Mr. Chairman. We'll take up now with Finance and Budget Committee. David, fire away.
Okay. I'll direct your attention to pages 21 through 27 for action item 2.1. That's for approval of personnel actions as of January 12 of this year. The request is for approval of the faculty and staff personnel actions that have previously been approved by all the administrative channels in the university. And again, that's through January 12 of this year, and they reflect degrees, degree completions, market adjustments, new hires, promotions, and so forth, as set out in the material. Move
Chairman,
approval.
Second.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to move to pull one item off of the consent agenda for a separate discussion. On page 26, the item for Dr. Dean Kaler, salary increase. I'd like to pull that off the agenda, please.
Well, there's a pending motion, Dr. Capps, that's been seconded. Is her motion appropriate? Is it a reference motion?
Right. Anyone may pull an item out for separate consideration.
Okay.
It only requires a simple request, not a motion.
So requested.
So simply for discussion.
Mm-hmm. So we can vote on the primary motion and do this second?
Yes, yes.
Want to do it that way?
Thanks.
So in essence, you're approving all except the one that was pulled
all the
out.
Ones that she pulled out is what the motion that's that we made to approve.
The motion is everything except the item pulled out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we need to vote on it first, or can we just wait? Just
vote on it right now, I would think.
Is that correct?
Yes,
Dr. Harris. Okay, all in favor of the motion is with the item withdrawn?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I move that the board go into a closed session for a discussion related to the specific individual employee as provided under KRS 61.810.
Okay.
There's no second to the motion, so I'll be quiet.
Second.
I don't believe, now that's seconded for discussion, I don't believe it's appropriate. We are not discussing a personnel matter such as is exempted under the open meetings law of Kentucky. We are not talking about a dismissal. We are not talking about a reprimand. We're not talking about any adverse personnel action. All we're talking about is an increase in salary, I believe. That being the case, it is not appropriate to go into closed session. So therefore, I think the motion needs to be voted down.
Well, I think the statute provides that you can go into closed session to discuss an item regarding a particular employee and not a class of employees.
Well, that's a legal issue and not a parliamentary issue. But in a parliamentary law, you can go into closed session for any specified purpose as long as you do not take action in that closed session.
Well, that's consistent with the Kentucky Open Records Act, too, I believe.
Yeah, we never take action, but you've got a motion to go in a closed session that has to be voted on. And my comment is, I don't think it's appropriate.
We have a motion, and we have a second, and we had a comment. And
Mr. Chairman, I don't, first of all, think that it's fair to pull this person out and discuss it publicly, but I think Mr. Zilk is right. I don't think that it's the type of action that is exempt under the Open Records Act. And we've been dinged on that once. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to weigh in and say that I think that Larry's right about that. And would ask the board not to go into executive session. Now, I hate to do that, but I think he's right. Today.
Even a blind squirrel can find a chestnut every once in a while.
Well, we've got more lawyers than we've got anything else. So on this board,
does University Council agree to that. Okay.
You agree that we should not go into closed session for this matter?
Okay.
Then I.
With that said, I voted against it last time because I don't think we should go into closed session either, but I'm wondering why the change of heart. We had two closed sessions last time.
Previously, we were studying a contract, which included appointment to a certain term, which would fall in the statute.
We were not voting on a contract last time for Dr. Kaler. It was the same thing. It was pulled off the action agenda. No, there was no contract.
Dr. Selig has
a contract, but Dr. Kaler did not have a contract. It was an action item exactly as we see today.
Move the previous question on the motion, Mr. Chairman. As I understand, the motion for the board is whether or not to go into executive session. I would move the previous question on,
Is that your second? Previous question? Okay. So we're just going to take a vote now.
In essence, he's asking that we take a vote. That's
all. All in favor of closed session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. By show of hands. It's two. All opposed. The motion fails.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the action recommended in the report. Before this meeting, I had an opportunity to discuss a number of these issues, both with the President and with Dr. Birch. They provided me what I thought was convincing evidence in support of the action that's been recommended. For that reason, I would move that we approve it.
And I second that motion.
The motion's been made and seconded to approve this as published.
Call the question.
No, you can't do that.
Discussion.
Dr. Katz, can I not call the question?
You can ask for the question anytime.
I did.
That's
immediately.
Simply a request.
A motion on the floor gets discussion before you can call the question under parliamentary procedure.
Dr. Katz is our parliamentarian.
You're simply saying, Mr. Zilke, that I'd like for us to vote now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm not cutting anyone off because there was no discussion.
That's not true, and my hand went up.
Now I have to have
her discussion. We have a motion, we have a second. In the spirit of cooperation, let us have a small discussion, not filibustering, but a small discussion out of anyone. Let's take 5, 7, 8 minutes and get that clear, and then we'll have the vote with after that discussion. Patty?
I promise I haven't prepared like Strom Thurmond did back in 1957, so no filibustering. This is not personal. This is a principled matter, and I hope that all of you had the opportunity to read the petition that was presented to you last time from 260, mostly faculty, but some staff, speaking against the two actions, but we're talking about one at this moment, two raises, which were seen as deeply unfair, detrimental to morale, and did not reflect any new job responsibilities, no new credentialing, and everybody's doing more work. One person said it very well. Maybe there were pre-existing agreements, but if so, the bad news about raises should have been phrased differently. If not, the raises are outrageous. For the majority who are working harder than ever and with fewer resources, to go without while the few get substantial raises has been very bad for morale and has harmed the faculty-administration relationship, I hope not irreparably. Others make the point that, is this the right message that we send to Frankfurt? That while state employees are suffering, we give significant raises to administrative personnel who have no additional duties, no additional credentialing, no title change. I'd like to point out one more thing. This is information that comes from two spots that I think will illustrate to you what the problem is as far as morale. And while this is not personal, nobody's questioning that Dr. Kaler does an excellent job, but so do we all, and we're all doing it with fewer resources, we're working harder, and any kind of raises are a distant hope. I hope it will happen, but it's a distant hope. You have two things here. One is a message that I received from Mike Dale, who's here today, works in academic affairs, on faculty salaries and benchmarks. Message was dated October 22nd. And he points out that in salary comparisons for fall 2008 and 9, which is the best information he has, average faculty salaries all fall below benchmark, which benchmark is the midpoint. All fall below benchmark for our institutions in varying degrees. But basically, we're not at benchmark. One of our major points in our strategic plan has been to get to benchmark on faculty salaries. We have not done so. The other point I'd like to present here comes from yesterday's Benefits Committee meeting, data presented by Carrie Akins, who's the benefits manager. And if you want to know why people are angry, this is a staff table that tells you the story. When you look at the way that insurance premiums have unavoidably gone up because of our expenses in the plan, when you see what percentage the family premium now is of an employee's salary, if you are in a lower pay band, it is well beyond the acceptable level. 58% of your salary goes to pay for a family plan if you're a building service attendant, 38% if you're an office associate. By contrast, executive and administrative positions, it's only 11% if you're insuring other people. When you put this together with the 260 voices, and there are plenty of others who wanted to sign the petition and felt they could not for various reasons. The president said there was no money for raises. Dr. Kaler is getting a raise for doing his job. He does it well. We all do our jobs well. There should be more support for other initiatives, and there should not be large raises for the few. I urge you in the strongest possible terms to vote no.
Thank you. Rob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that Dr. Minter doesn't mean this to be personal, but it sure looks like it. If you look through the personnel actions that we have already approved, there are some in there that are in terms of the increases, are greater than the one for Dean Kaler. And I really don't know what the purpose is of singling this individual out and the actions being taken on his salary when others on a percentage basis are greater than his. And I think that when we look through all of these actions that have been proposed, I had questions about them. I raised those with the president. I raised those with Dr. Birch. The explanation that I was given satisfied me that the action was warranted. It is, I'm sure, hard for others who do not have the in-depth explanation that I received to appreciate that these are warranted, but I believe under the circumstances that they are warranted. And that was the reason I made the motion that we approve them. I think that we are in unprecedented budgetary times, and I think the faculty and staff understand that. Certainly people in business understand that. When you have 10% and 12% unemployment, revenues are down. And I think that we are blessed at this university to have the level of support that we have from a revenue standpoint under the current circumstances. I think that those are challenging, and we'll continue to work on those. And I think that we're also blessed to have the support of very dedicated faculty and staff. And I hope that those faculty and staff would understand that there are times when you just have to do these kinds of things. For that reason, I made the motion to approve this and would ask the rest of the board to do that without further discussion. Now, I understand that Mr. Zelke has called for the question, but if it becomes necessary, you can adopt a motion for the previous question, which would bring the matter to a vote.
I move the previous question.
I would second that.
Requires two-thirds vote.
It is not debatable.
Okay. The motion for the vote has been called, and according to Dr. Capps, it requires a two-thirds passage. All in favor? Raise your hand. All opposed? The count. Okay. I want to recount.
Yeah.
all in favor, raise your hand again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion carries.
Now we vote on the motion, right?
Six to four.
To approve the motion that Mr. Wilkie made.
It's not two-thirds. Six to four
all
is not
opposed,
two-thirds.
Raise your hands, too. So
I think it's 7-4. Is that right?
It's, yeah, it does not pass.
All right, it's two-thirds. 6-4. That's a vote.
7. 11, have
you? He's in the math department.
Let's have a roll call vote. I may have missed someone somewhere.
Who do we have?
Go ahead and have a roll call vote.
7-4.
Dr. Dennison?
Four. Here.
Dentist.
No.
7-4. I voted I approve. 8.
Are we voting for the closer, the previous question?
Roll call.
We're having a roll call vote.
On the previous question. Is that right? Yes. What are we voting on? That's what I want to know.
It's a great question.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Okay.
We're just doing a voting on whether or not to close debate and
okay.
have motion, have a vote on the main motion. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Okay. Dr. Dennison?
Here.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Haskins?
Yes.
Mr. Higdon?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
No.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Dr. Mentor?
No.
I vote yes. Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Wilkie?
Yes.
Mr. Zilke?
Yes.
7-4.
7-4.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we're one short.
That's not two-thirds.
The long division I did.
I'm sorry, that's not two-thirds.
Like 63%.
All we were voting is whether we're going to continue discussion. Is
exactly.
that right?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is there any additional discussion?
That means someone has some additional discussion.
Okay, I think Mr. Kennedy had
I'll have one brief comment. The reason for my motion to go into a closed session is covering more information, basically a portion of the communique that I happen to have the opportunity to share with President Ransdale and Mr. Meyer that I thought would be of benefit to share with the fellow Board of Regents as well. And personally, I do not feel that it is in the arena to have that discussion in an open forum. Therefore, that's the reasoning for the request, simply put.
May I make a comment?
Certainly.
My reason for voting no was I hate to see this board reach a point where we're not amenable to discussions, and I won't say it approaches the stage of heavy-handedness, but I would like to feel that in this environment we can make every attempt possible to reach consensus, and that means that I would appreciate the opportunity to hear everyone's comments. And for that reason, I felt that, at least from my perspective going forward, I'd like to register a sentiment that I would appreciate the opportunity to hear everyone's opinion, especially in my case where I'm a relatively new board member. And some of these actions have a history with them, a precedent that the previous board may have set, and I would like to have the opportunity to hear that. So with that regard, I appreciate the opportunity, not only in this situation, but others, to have discussion as open and freely as possible.
Chairman.
Yes. And I understand Mr. Higdon's position on that. I think that this is a little different from my standpoint, which is the reason I made the motion. We've wallowed around in this a bunch. We have discussed this till the cows came home. And I think everybody knows where everybody is on it. We've seen the petition, we have heard the arguments, and it's unfortunate that we're not talking about a policy issue. If we were, we'd be here all day to talk about a policy issue. We're talking about a specific staff person, a specific individual, and I just don't think it's fair to continue to drag this out and castigate this individual when other actions that have been recommended and adopted by this board are no different. And I just didn't think it was fair to the individual involved. It may be personality issues. I don't know what the problem is, but if we have a problem with an individual, I think it's incumbent on us as board members to do as I did, and that is to call the president, to call Dr. Burge and say, I've got a problem, I've got an issue with this individual or this individual action that we may take, and to try to gain a greater understanding rather than to have that discussed in an open forum. Because I just think it's fair.
If I may, I would like to address that point. I think I take issue with one point. We can agree to disagree on the larger issue, but I do take issue with one point you made. I think we've made this abundantly clear that this is not personal. For those of you here this summer, I made a similar argument to defeat the raise that went through for Dean Bonaguru, and same argument. This is the breaking point. It is unfortunate. I feel for this individual. This should not have come forward, but at some point you have to draw the line. We ask that the line be drawn today. And what differs in this personnel action, and there's one other on the board agenda today, from others is that I've combed this pretty carefully. Every other person who's getting a raise is getting one for reclassification, job title change, they've received a degree, they've received an additional credential. I think that's the point. I mean, we'll see an agenda this summer where, people receive promotions. That's the whole point, is raises for additional job titles, description changes, et cetera, things that are actionable. We ask that this stop today, and you've certainly seen evidence of the devastating effect this has already had on faculty staff morale. I hate to see them lose their faith in the board, but I want to reiterate, it's not personal, and it is not fair to cast it as such.
Let me make a comment here. All points well taken, and I could not argue with any of the points. Rob, Freddie, Patty, James. I think this board has tried very hard to set a tone to create empathy and sympathy with the faculty. Everybody has that. And I think that's one of the reasons why we tried to compromise with Dr. Kaler's raise. And this hasn't, you all got a communique on this from the president that we would, our recommendation was going to be to grant half the raise this year and half the raise next year. Although that is not in keeping with what went on with the faculty and staff this past year or two, it has come to this. There's been a lot of discussion on it. As Rob said, it's until the cows come home. I feel now it's time to come to a stand, make a vote. I think you may have amendment there to that, or in addition to the to what's on our recommendation, don't you, David? About what I said about part raise, half raise this year, and half raise next year.
Yes.
Would you state that, please?
Okay. The motion, the request is that the board approve a salary adjustment for Dean Kaler in the amount of $28,500, with the adjustment being phased in as follows: an increase of $14,250 effective January 1, 2010, and an increase of the same amount, $14,250, effective January 1, 2011.
Is he moving to amend the pending motion? David, are you moving that is an amendment?
No, I was just...
Oh, okay.
Reporting,
okay,
reporting,
I just okay, so it's not an amendment. Okay.
An additional $14,000 would put it above the $20,000 that's on there.
No, that's not the right number.
Additional figure of $9,000 this year and $9,000 next year. So.
That's not correct. Is it an 18 overall increase?
Where that number came from?
The figures came from Dr. Burge.
That's... yeah, this figure's 95 each semester. I mean, excuse me, each year.
Mr. Chairman,
the salary is 111 to 130, 95 each year.
That's not the motion before us, though. The motion is for this year only, and it's $9,200 annual action. It's not a two-year motion.
Chairman, as I understood it from reading the report and from talking with President Ransell, that's effectively what we were doing. Was he was getting only a partial part of that, and that was based upon additional duties that he had undertaken in the office.
But to clarify, this motion, what we are voting, what's on the floor at this moment, is an annual personnel action. It would add $9,200 to Dr. Kaler's base. It does nothing for the next academic year or next fiscal year, other than this just goes to part of his base, becomes part of his salary going forward, just like any other personnel action on here. But what's on the floor is not a two-year motion. It's not a two-year phase-in of anything. What's on the floor is $9,200 added to base. Am I correct?
That's what you have.
Rob's motion.
You have to vote on that.
As a point of...
It's not for what's going to happen next year.
Right. As a point of entry, it sounded like the amendment motion was made to mandate that for 2 years. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I didn't hear an amended motion. David did not make that motion.
He made a recommendation.
That's not the motion. There's no amendment.
We have a recommendation, and now we need a motion, and then we'll get a second, and then we'll vote on that.
If he's going to make a motion to amend. But we're only voting on what's in the packet right now, which is 9,000 and something, isn't it? That's a pending motion.
What's right here?
What's in this book?
Yeah.
Which is a $9,500 raise. That's the pending motion.
9-2.
Yeah. Can we call the question again?
We can amend it.
We've had discussion.
Mayor. Do you have a discussion on that, David, on amending that motion?
We haven't done it. We have not done it.
Do we need to vote on that motion and then come back to amendment on that motion?
No, if you're going to have an amendment, it needs to come attached to the motion, and it needs to be voted on before the motion is voted on.
Okay.
One quick clarification just so I understand what we're doing. Are we going to vote to do this for this year and next year?
No.
Just the 1 year this year. So that means in order to do this, we'll have to come back and do it again next year.
That's right. Right.
It's been so much fun, Mr. Chairman. I'd really rather come back and do this again next year.
Yeah, me too.
maybe Ms.
I know Dean would prefer.
We may be here till next year.
Just for purpose of clarification, could Ms. Mead just state for the record, so everybody's 100% clear, exactly, since this is her report, what this does. This puts X on X.
Right. What you're approving, unless it's amended to show board intent for the next fiscal year, is a salary increase effective January 1 of 10 to June 30, 2010.
Right.
That this is the base salary,
which is the $127,56.
Which is $120,756.
That's my motion. That's been debated.
That's the motion.
That has to be approved by the board.
Right.
And your motion is to approve.
Yes, ma'am. And it's been seconded.
And now we're just all in favor.
We can vote if we want to.
That's the motion on the floor, Mr. Parliamentarian.
The motion on the floor.
And
there are no amendments attached to it at the moment.
That's right.
Okay, all in favor of that, of the pending motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
Ayes carry it.
did go into closed session, there was a discussion in that closed session, which was a contract just given that the media is present, I didn't want them to be left with the impression or had done something.
Yes, yes, on the last board meeting, yes.
Not true.
I don't know if you heard me, but I did vote no.
You did vote no?
Or what?
So on that last motion, it was Dr. Minter and Mr. Kennedy voting no.
As a point of parliamentary inquiry, did we not vote to close debates? I thought the motion floor is to close debate.
We did not. No, the motion was to approve the motion. No, it was the primary motion. It was voted on.
Okay. Well, then I would also like to change my vote to no, please. Thank you.
Actually, a voice vote, you don't record the numbers. Can we record yes or no?
Whether it carried.
So moved.
I think that takes care of that item, unless you want to start over. I think at that point,
reconsider the vote.
I'll direct your attention to page 28, action item 2.2. The request is to accept for filing the 2009-10 second quarter statement of revenues and expenditures.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Page 30, action item 2.3, the request is to approve the revisions to the 2009-10 operating budget.
So moved.
Second. Your second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That's easy. You're doing an outstanding job.
That concludes the action item.
I have to put my speech away.
Thank you, David.
I'm going to have to put my speech away. I might have to use it next year.
Yeah, hold on to it.
Are you just... Is the compulsion just swelling when you do to have further comment?
When have you known me to be speechless? Well,
like that.
Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Thank you again, David. We'll now move into the executive committee. We have a couple.